Now, day 7. Desire.
This one's easy. Here what you do is, at this point, you may have an aversion to asking about the post office. That's why I had you go back to that particular exercise. Now, I want to make it even easier for you now. You're going to go back all the way back now to asking her the time. And while you're asking her the time, you're going to anticipate hot, passionate sex with this woman. Now, I hear you now complaining and saying, yes, Abbas, but you told us to not care about the attractiveness of the woman or not.
Doesn't matter. Just do it.
Just do it.
Expect her to say, it's time for you to fuck me. And that she's going to tear off all your clothes and all of hers right in the middle of the street or the strip mall or whatever and throw you up against the wall and just bang the shit out of you. Just like rub her tits all over your body.
Now go ahead and do this once again, half an hour, 1 hour, an hour and 30 minutes. Maybe, but no more than 2 hours. After which time you will take half an hour to go back to your affirmations and affirm that you get really excited or you get really, really turned on by asking a woman the time.
Now believe us, we're not creating fetishes here or anything like that. This is just temporary. And because you're not going to be following suit with these affirmations all the time, it's not going to last forever.
That's why you will only do 2 hours.
That's right.
Maximum of these exercises a day and no more than half an hour of affirmations a day.
Okay, so what you're going to do with your journals tonight is you're going to write down desire. And you're going to write down the pictures, thoughts, and sounds that brought that about and the feelings. Because the feelings is the important part, and we'll talk about this after the next couple of days. And tomorrow we're going to explain to you, because we think you're ready, exactly what it was and why we have these exercises in the order that we have them. It's useful for you to know because then you can create your own sort of self-examination, self-progressive conditioning programs for the future. See, confidence is just one issue. Every once in a while, another issue is going to come up. And if you have to constantly buy a product just because you've got an issue, well, that's not useful. It's better for you to buy products for new applications and new techniques that you're interested in